National Board reports. Are there any more questions for Susan or Teresa? We need to keep moving. Adriana and Nancy,
real quickly.
You both still have your hands up, and I don't know if it's new or you didn't take them down. So,
real quickly, Richard to the stack.
Go, Richard.
I've been in favor of underwriting forever. So go get that money.
Thank you, Richard. Nancy and Adriana, you still have your hands up. Are you coming around again with another question?
Yes. I have a question for Teresa. Yes. Teresa, could you tell everybody how much we spent on the elections last year?
I think it was
140,000.
I'm sorry?
I heard you say in one of the meetings 140,000.
There was 149,000. There was the assistants. Some of them were each, the assistants, for example, were like 11,000 each. Let me get the report and get you that information from the report.
Okay. I'd like to ask Susan, I'll go ahead and defer to Adriana and I'll ask again later.
Adriana, you're muted. There you go.
Yes. First of all, something that I don't know if was said, but I didn't listen to that because obviously Egberto isn't here. I'm part of the audit committee. I'm the secretary of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. The audit committee in August 8th discussed and approved the audit. That obviously is so late. But what I really worry, and I, you know, the committee approved the audit, we send it. I send it was my, the committee said that I should send that to the PNB because I think that the PNB will consider that tomorrow or something like that. But I worry that in the meantime, what we approved, was a different draft sent to the board. And I really worry because I want our directors to know, even if the changes are small, the PNB have always can change whatever they decide, you know, because we are only advisory committees. But we cannot say that the audit committee approve exactly what you just received. I sent the right one, the one that we approved, but that was changed. And I think that it's a small changes, but doesn't matter. Well, committees have consequences. The decision have consequences. I want you to know that the audit is there. And I want something else to ask because we know from the end of June. Yeah, I want to finish my question. From the end of June, we know that NIDA will not be there. Right? And why we are, yes, they give 3 weeks at the end of June. And we are right now talking about the issue. I have the information. If you want, I can send it to all of you. And I want to know why is just now the acting. And the second thing is, we have last year, executive director that cost almost nothing to the foundation. We hired an executive director just for the fundraising. I want to know how much money is getting in. And we cannot pay for anything, but we change a volunteer, executive director for one that is being paid. But I want to know, and I asked that in previous LSB meetings to our directors, I want to know how much money the executive director that is being paid a big salary is bringing. I want to know how much money is being is coming that way. Because I don't see it. From the fundraising from the executive director, that was the main reason, and it's in her job description, is the main reason why was hired and why is receiving such a huge amount It's not a huge amount compared with other executive directors, I don't care, but for us, it's a good amount of money. I want to know how much money we gave. I mean, she bring in.
I want to. May I say something?
Yes.
May I say something? Hello? Go ahead, Teresa. I don't know, unless you're on the search committee, I don't know whether you can say that the main reason why we chose this person was for fundraising. The position is executive director. It's not fundraiser. Although it is interesting the way that the job description is, that so much of the decision making of the, about, hiring or firing or evaluating of the general managers is done by the board rather than the executive director. But I could say that this woman who has a lot of experience, with other nonprofits and has raised money, we certainly expect her to administer in addition to raising money. And it's a very big challenge to raise money. For example, our archives would ordinarily raise a lot of money through grants because you would get a grant to restore, you know, 20,000 cassette tapes from 1971 or something like that. But they can't get grants because grants depend upon whether you are current with your bills. So we're forcing our archives, for example, to depend upon the seven units. There are seven units. That's the five stations and affiliates and archives. Archives depends entirely upon the stations giving them money through central services. So when any of the stations don't pay central services, they're just saying, well, we don't want to pay the salary of our archives. I mean, it takes air conditioning to maintain the facility where these tapes are. So there are bills associated with that, and some of our units are not contributing at all. So this person who has extensive fundraising experience has gone to sources that she has typically in the past for other nonprofits has gotten money. And they look at us and we don't pay our bills. So it's not a good investment to give us a grant. We've totally lost our reputation, our credibility as to, be worthy of receiving a grant. So she has to help us repair that. And that's the challenge for many people.
Thank you, Teresa.
When it comes time to donating money to Pacifica.
What I want our directors, please, to listen to the audit committee meeting, not this last one, the one that was made in June 6th. You will hear there the people from NITER, from NETA, the George Walker, explaining the big problems that we, because not having the audits on time is a huge problem, right? And he explained there very clearly, and you see my question and his answers, why that is not happening. What delay our audits till now, you know? And I hope that you directors listen to that because it's an open meeting, and I can send you the transcript if you want to. And you see where the problem stands. And I want to see where our four directors, what are they doing? They said that, he said very clearly that KPFT is one of the ones that they didn't have any problem at all with the information. But there is, who have that problem? Who was delaying since December to May? December till May, all the information from the audit. It's KPFT. And I'm hoping that
KPFT?
KPFT?
No, I'm sorry, that is an open meeting. And I'm asking the directors that represent us, to go and listen to that and do something.
Adriana, did you say KPFK or KPFA? Couldn't understand you.
KPFA, the one in Berkeley.
Actually, you're wrong there because I saw the exchange between George and others, and they said that KPFA, in fact, was one of the best to work with. That is a false narrative that has been brought forward.
I'm sorry, Susan, you can change all that you want, but George Walker is in our audit committee meeting, an open meeting, telling us that that was the problem. And when I asked if it was solved, he said, no, I cannot tell you that they are up to date now.
I understand there is written record from him saying that KPFA is not the problem.
Well, it's not what he say, and I can send you the transcript, and it's an open meeting. Go and listen. Go and listen to him saying it. Maybe he's lying. I agree with you. Everybody laughs. Everybody laughs.
Madam Chair, there have been questions raised that I hope that we can answer.
We are really stretching the agenda here. These questions are for our PNB representative. Susan, speak up.
I'm happy to not respond. That's okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shut you up. What does that mean?
It's okay. Let's go on.
Well, I would like to say, someone asked, what are we doing as board members? As a board member here at this station, I'm doing everything within my power to make sure that we pay our salary, we pay our $7,000 a month is what it takes to pay for our transmitter and our electricity at the transmitter, $7,000 a month. So I think it takes about 370 people paying $178 every year just to pay toward the, just to pay our bill with the transmitter. That doesn't include any of our salary. I'm doing everything within my power to say we must pay not just our salaries, but all of our bills.
And I think we should start every meeting with that objective, and all discussions should be hinged on that objective. All this other stuff is ridiculous. We are dying on the vine here at KPFT.
Sister. Amen. God love you.
That's why it is so very critical that Sandy and Richard and Nuri work together and find good contracts with us, for us, because we do not want to get screwed and that we hire responsible employees and that we really stay on top of, you know, plumbing issues, electrical issues. You know, I could just see somebody messing around with the gate and burning out the motor on the gate, and people won't be able to get their car in to park. So, I mean, we have a very nice building, and we need to help take care of it.
Madam Chair, Nancy on the stack.
We are running out of time.
Can I read about the money that was bring from fundraising from the new executive director? I asked that question to the PNB. How much money is being raised by the new executive director since she was brought in?
Adriana, Teresa answered that question. Teresa has already answered that question. She did, actually. Nancy, can you make it quick? We've got a significant business ahead of us, and we are way over time. And
yes.
I take
PK is trying to get
that.
In. Yeah, I did
I
want
understand
to,
that. I am working on
I did
on
not
that.
Get my question answered from Teresa. Now, $149,000 was on the elections last year, and then Teresa's saying $11,000 for each station. That's five for the LESs. Is that included in the $149,000?
If the
Okay, you don't know. All right.
The local election supervisors cost different amounts. One of them was $11,000, and they varied from like $5,000 to $11,000 each, depending upon the amount of work that they needed.
Okay, the LESs, are they included in the $149,000?
I believe not, but I must admit, I'm looking for my...
Okay, no. Teresa, wait a minute. You're saying that this is a big expense. And then, you're talking in the elections committee about fundraising for the, next election because we don't have money for an election. Mm-hmm. This is an incredible amount. And, if it's going to be extra for the LESs, it's going to be maybe $200,000. This is a lot of money when we already have runner ups. I don't understand why the election committee is thinking about fundraising for another election. We should be thinking about surviving and keeping our tower rent at KPFK, because if that station goes, that's a huge loss. I mean, that's from San Diego to Santa Barbara. It's a huge loss of, if we were to lose that station, it would take the whole network down. So I think you ought to consider not talking and thinking about and dreaming about fundraising for an election, but about, saving the foundation and about insurance. How much are we paying? This is for Susan. She's on the finance. How much are we paying for insurance?
Nancy, I am not going to get into details with you. Teresa already answered. She thought it was $149,000. You can send me emails.
No, I'm talking about insurance.
No, Nancy, you can send me emails and ask me your questions, and I will reply. But this reading has run off the rails.
Nancy, you are out of
your questions.
Well, I would put the insurance. If we're cutting people's
personal privilege.
Your answer is out of order. This is your first warning. You interrupted another speaker. This is your first warning. You're out of order.
I'm asking a question. I'm not getting an answer from my director.
Point of personal
privilege. You're also yelling.
Answer the question.
Point of personal privilege. I cannot understand the answers.
You have to get the floor permission first, Mac.
I cannot understand the members, Ms. Young and Ms. Allen, because of the shouting of other members. I would ask that the chair rule the members who are shouting out of order.
Thank you.
I want to move along. Thank you for your questions for our Pacific and National Board. I'm going to move quickly to our LSB reports, and we do have some actual new business to address, so I'd like the committee reports to be brief. Several committee people have given me written reports which will be forwarded to the entire LSB without fail. That includes Henry Faust and Captain Tom. And so we're going to go to fundraising. Venetia.
Madam Chair, PK is trying to get in.
We're working on it. I promise you. There's nothing funny going on. I will leave the meeting and go to handle it personally.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes, sir,
I would like to,
Go ahead, Richard.
I would like to make a motion that we extend for 30 minutes and get some of this stuff done.
Is there a second?
Adriana, second.
Thank you, Adriana. Are there any objections to extending for 30 minutes?
If it's only 30 minutes, I have no objection.
Thank you,
Lillian. All right. Hearing no objections, the meeting time is extended by 30 minutes to 10:30. We did get a late start. I'm trying to get PK. PK is stuck in the waiting room. I'm trying to fix it. I'm only one person. My co-host has left the meeting, so I need to go do something else. Where are we?
I'm in, Jane. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Okay, Venetia. Fundraising. No? Hello?
She's muted.
You're muted. All right. We'll come back around. MSRC is currently on hiatus. Hopefully, if the station raises enough money to hire a permanent general manager, the MSRC will reactivate itself miraculously. Finance Committee, Sean McPherson.
Finance Committee met last month. We strove mightily to conduct a constructive meeting, but were obstructed by the screamers and the obstructionists, some of which we've all witnessed here this evening. We have, I've asked the members of the committee to scrub the proposed budget as we have received it. We will reconvene next Wednesday, and I hope, I pray to whatever God, wherever she is, that we can actually have a constructive meeting. I will say as an aside, one of our members, Ted Weisgall, he has some suggestions for fundraising, and some of them are they are constructive. And I don't believe that I have, but I will forward those suggestions to members of the LSB and to the IGM, and maybe we can do something with that. That is my report.
Excellent. Thank you, Mac.
When's your next meeting, Mac, you know?
Next Wednesday. So it's on KPFTX, as is the
Zoom. I just needed a number.
Oh, remember the date. It's next Wednesday. Thanks.
Governance, Richard?
No report.
Outreach, Captain Tom Harper had to leave. He has submitted a written report, and it will be circulated to the entire LSB. And the town hall report is Venetia. Are you ready? Venetia, you're muted. Maybe she's eating dinner. We discussed it earlier. Last call, Venetia, for town hall report. Hopefully we'll get a written summary on that as well. Committee of Inclusion, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. We didn't have quorum in our last meeting, but we have this Friday, we have our next meeting. Our committee is working like we always do. We have this by our chores, and we are preparing a report. Thank you.
Is your meeting on KPFTX? Is it posted?
Absolutely. Always.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
And when was that date?
Friday the 12th.
Friday the 12th, and I think it's at 5:30.
Six o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay,
Development Committee, Teresa Allen.
The Development Committee at this time is working mainly on calling lapsed donors. And I can't tell you off the top of my head how much we've raised, but we will probably do it maybe if we can at the station in mid-September. We'll have another day or two of calling lapsed donors. We need to get working on some other things. I'm looking for a project, but we also will be working to help the capital campaign as best we can.
That's great. Thank you, Teresa. CAB report from PK. We got you back in. I don't know what happened, but you're here somewhere. There you are. Can you unmute yourself and give us a CAB report? PK, are you there? I see you, but I don't hear you.
Okay.
Here
I am. I'm sorry. Most of it might have been the thunderstorm. My computer went off a couple of times, and I ended up back on the phone. I just wanted to say that we finished the summary of the last town hall meeting and the work that we've been trying to do for a year. And I keep saying this. I'm a marketing PR person since 1983. I'm no novice about how to get people to come and how to get people to participate. And I admit that some of them participate because of me, but I don't ask them to think like me or be like me or do what I do. I give them the opportunity to lend their voice to something that's very, very important. And community media is needed. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting could be a great addition to the struggles that you had. And I want to let people know what I mean by the sky is not falling. KPFT is not falling. There are things that are happening. The sky is going to always be the sky. But sometimes it's going to be cloudy, sometimes it's going to be a little polluted, and sometimes it is going to be difficult to navigate in it. But the sky is not falling. And somehow we should realize that, because it seems like all we do is exchange power. One group is in power, another group is in power. They both screw up. They don't get things done. And here you have an audience of listeners from across a plethora of cultures and opinions and talent. When I had my show, The Peace Hour, and I have done my best over the last, since I got on the board, not to ever make it about me, but let me tell you what I did do. And, the cab was hanging on by threads before it was just no more, in different places, and they reconstituted, but it seemed to be like the LSB, whoever side you tend to be on. Well, the LSB as of 2018 was really about people coming together and showing people how to have a meeting. And I thank my sister for that. As an engineer for NASA quality assurance for 40 years. Every time somebody wanted to complain about what was happening, she would say, you know, that's a shit storm. What are our solutions? And we provided solutions. One of the best solutions was in that 2019 town hall meeting. And Wally James was there and participated in it. And can tell you, although I've never heard him support the fact that that was a badass town hall meeting.
PK, I apologize for interrupting you, but I want to hear the report of the current cab, because we really need to move on, even with our extra 30 minutes.
Just leading to the current cab.
Okay.
The current cab, Jane, is getting discouraged, but they came back and said that they would serve another year on the cab in our last meeting. And what I want is to have them be respected. So what I have suggested for this cab is that the newest matrix and summary, executive summary that we've done, we're going to do not a town hall meeting, but a meeting where the LSB has welcomed all of you to come and hear what this report says. This report says some of what was said in the first town hall meeting, but more than that, it could give you all good advice. But if you aren't going to follow it, you know, you've got an outreach and development committee. They say go to them and that I'll be heard. But I haven't when I've gone to them. And that means that it's the meetings outside of the meetings that things get discussed. And I can always tell when I appreciate, Jane, that you listened to me last week, but I need you to listen to me in this meeting too. I don't bring up the past to vilify anybody, but we have to learn from the past in order to create a better future. And the cab has done that, and we want to continue to do that. And the names that I'm giving you are of people who are giving you a second chance. So if I do this meeting in 2 weeks, 2 Mondays from now, I'm asking you all to come and have real conversations with real people after the report is given. I don't want it to get lost like the other one has. Hell, the 2019 town hall meeting summary and Matrix has gone to the other stations who are using it as a template. So I'm asking you that if I set this up, that you will do your best to put aside your opinions about me and listen to what people are telling you. Because one of the things that they have said is, if you make it about shows raising money alone, there are going to be shows who cannot. And that's because there are a lot of programmers who don't have disposable time and disposable income. And $25 is a lot of money to them. Does that mean they don't deserve to be heard? When I had the Peace Hour, and that's what I was getting ready to say, I didn't raise money for the Peace Hour because it wasn't coming to me anyway. I raised money for the station. And I think I told you about some of what happened with that. But it didn't matter because I was raising money for the station. You can't get rid of shows just because they can't turn the dollar the way you think they ought to, because their listeners may be small. Or the other hand, their listeners might be a pretty good chunk that can give $25. And it's better to have $125 than no program like some of the ones that were taken off. So that's what is in this CAB report. I want it to be heard. I want it to be addressed and analyzed and not degraded or ignored for the future. So
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Cause I was going to say maybe somebody can make a motion, you know, to have people come to the meeting if I set it up.
Two questions. One is, do you have a CAB report that you can distribute to the LSV that we can look at?
Sure.
And the second question is, you said your next meeting 2 Mondays from now. Could you please put a date on that for the minutes? And then we're going to move along.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, there's a, someone has written in the, chat. I don't know if you can see it or not. If you cannot, a complaint that the CAB is insisting on email addresses of, participants. Is that right?
The CAB is what?
Okay, that message came from someone that is not a member of the LSB, and we don't have an actual CAB report to comment or ask questions on.
Okay. The chat is not part of the meeting.
It's not part of the meeting. Thank you, Mac.
No, but if Mac, it is, then it's a violation of open...
No
policy. Yeah, it is. No. If it's
orders of the day. Orders of the day.
No, we're
Madam
the orders
Chair.
Of the day. Thank
okay,
you.
I'm lost. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Can you please circulate your CAB report to the LSB so that we can all see it?
I will do that.
Thank you. That's what we need. And I apologize that it's got so late, but we need to keep moving because we've actually got some stuff.
The 21st of August.
At what time?
7:30 p.m.
Okay. And it'll be on KTFTX.
Yes, it will.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Susan, did you say what you needed to say?
Yes.
Okay. I am moving the orders of the day. There is no old business on the agenda. The new business is a motion by Sister Mama Sonia, which we have all had. It's been on the agenda. It was on the draft agenda. It's on the, Richard, are you talking to me? He's talking.
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sister Mama Sonia, would you like to motivate your motion? Sister Mama Sonia, I know you're there. Sister Mama Sonia, that makes me sad. I like that motion.
Won't motivate her. I suggest we pass it until she can.
I hear a motion.
I can motivate it, even though I'm not an LSB member.
I don't think you can.
Then you can't. Sorry.
I would love it if you could, but I don't. It'll put us out of compliance. I will entertain a motion to table Sister Mama Sonia's motion until the next meeting, and we'll move it up as high as we can in the priority list. And
are you sure?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Richard, to the floor.
Yes, Richard.
We have 15 minutes. If somebody can get in touch with Sister Mama Sonia and we can get this dealt with, we'll have room for doing other things next week, next month.
Yes.
So, you know, who can get in touch with her? And she may have stepped out, or, you know, she may have fallen asleep. I fell asleep earlier.
Madam Chair.
Adriana.
In the meantime, if anybody have any communication with the other proposed chair of the board, did anybody
think? No, and that has to be done before the end of this meeting. Thank you.
Not necessarily. That was a goal, but it didn't necessarily have to be.
Okay, but it's not.
Do we have, Richard,
what?
Is there a time limit that, or maybe Susan, maybe this is a Susan question, that we need to get hold of Henry because he needs to accept or decline the nomination before, you know, both of these officer elections are conditional.
I will see if I can get him on the phone right now.
Okay. My understanding is that it has to be done before the end of this meeting.
Well, there's
but
no
I could
sense.
Be wrong.
There's no sense.
We have 16 minutes. Can you try please?
Point of order.
Teresa.
Madam Chair, I don't recommend calling anyone at 10:15 at night.
If he hasn't responded to your phone call and your text message, you're probably right, and I think he may be out of the country on vacation. And I don't know, Ted, what's the default position here if he's not available to accept or decline a nomination?
Adriana?
Nobody can hear you, Ted.
I don't know. I can
offer
a suggestion.
That was refreshing.
Adriana?
What's the suggestion?
What I suggest is that do you think anybody that I don't know really the guy? I mean, who is normally in contact with him? If we don't have any answer, if we don't have any answer from him in the next, in the rest of this week, I mean, till next Monday, maybe, then we consider that obviously he's not interested in.
Okay, you want to put that in the form of a motion, Adriana?
Just like that. So give him till Monday of next week to answer if he accept or not the nomination. That's it.
And who will take responsibility for getting in touch with him? Teresa has already texted him and called him. Teresa?
Email, isn't he in the LSB email list? We can email
him. Yes, we've emailed him, we've texted him, and we've called him.
And my motion is, if we don't hear from him till next Monday, we consider that the nomination is not up. That's it. We withdraw the nomination.
Point of clarification.
Mac?
Such point.
If the member's motion is until we hear from him, who's we?
LSB.
Exactly.
And it would be, I'm asking Teresa if she's willing to be the point of contact, since she initiated the first contact with Mr. Faust.
Who nominated him? It should be the person who nominated him.
Thank you, Lily.
Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy nominated him.
Yeah, I'll do that. Nancy, it should be nominated him.
Yeah, Nancy did, and I'll ask him to respond to the LSB, his answer.
By Monday, August 15th, please.
Yes. At the close of business, 5 p.m.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Chair,
there's a motion on the floor that was seconded. There was a motion by Max, seconded by me, to table the Sister Mama Sonia motion until the next meeting.
I'm sorry, I did not.
Oh no,
hear
Sister
that.
Mama Sonia's back.
Yes.
Oh, wait,
what happened?
Wait.
Not, something happened, and I could not hear. And I think because it's so late in the meeting to not give it proper, I'd like to motivate. We will do it on next time. I move that we do it next time.
Thank you. I think it
this
deserves enough attention, and I appreciate
not
you.
Madam Chair, Adriana, for the floor.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, if we can adjourn.
Oh, motion to adjourn. Second.
That's a first.
We don't have
my
any
God. I'm shocked.
Hey, Mac, we but still
chair,
have 10 minutes.
Chair,
I'm not complaining.
Nancy.
I'm just amazed.
All right, y'all. You did great. And I also just want to take a moment to thank the people who have been on this meeting who are not members of the LSB, and to thank them for their patience and listening in and being part of the community. It's very encouraging to see y'all, and we appreciate it. And maybe one of you might want to run for the board next time.
Yes.
It's so much fun. Run for the board, they said. It'll be fun, they said. hearing no objection to the motion to adjourn, this meeting stands adjourned.
God bless. Later.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And Ron, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.